Thank you for joining us for The Central Focus, an online ministry of the Central Church of Christ in Paducah, Kentucky. I'm Adam Fallon, one of the ministers here at Central. We hope that you'll subscribe to the podcast, spread the word about it, and again, thank you for joining us. Well, tomorrow, if you're listening to this when it's released, is Thanksgiving. I have to admit, it's my favorite holiday. I like to tell people it's like Christmas without the pressure. We take some time to do traditional things, and that's all well and good, but hopefully, part of those traditions involve actually spending some time being grateful. And as is often said, we hope that that will continue on, not just on the holiday, but continue on for a long, long time to come, where we see things for which to be grateful. I'm told that a minister named Alexander White, W-H-Y-T-E, who was a Scottish minister many years ago, was known for leading his congregation in prayers that were very uplifting. And it said that in every prayer that he led the congregation in, that he always found something to be grateful for. Well, one particular Sunday morning, the weather was just awful. It was just gloomy, and the story is told that one member of the church there, where Mr. White ministered, thought to himself, "Certainly the preacher won't think of anything for which to thank the Lord on a wretched day like this." Well, Mr. White, of course, led his prayer as he always did, and he was going along in the prayer, and throughout it, he tried to think of something to be thankful for. And so it said that in the middle of that prayer, on a gloomy, as that one member said, wretched day, Mr. White led the congregation in these words, "We thank Thee, O God, that it is not always like this." Well, that may be a bit of a stretch as far as finding something for which to be thankful for. "We thank Thee, O God, that it's not always like this." But let's be honest. Have you ever felt like that? Sometimes the thing that we are thankful for is that it's not always like this. And maybe you're listening to this today going through a very difficult time. Maybe it's a physical problem. Maybe it's a relational problem. Maybe finances are very, very difficult for you, or any number of other things. But if we look at our life not as a picture, in other words, not as just a snapshot, but if we look at our life more like a video, that is something that has a beginning and has an end, but there's quite a time in between it, we're going to realize that it's not always like this. There may be more times like this than we want there to be. Maybe you're going through a long-term health issue, or maybe you have just a series of health issues or other issues. But it's not always like this. And even in the times when it is like this, there's still something for which to be grateful. You know, the Bible never tells us to be grateful for all things. That's just not what the Scripture says. But the Scripture does tell us that we can be thankful no matter what is going on. In fact, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, the Apostle Paul gave three very, very quick commands, the third of which is what we're going to be thinking about. But listen to all three. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Notice that Paul did not say give thanks for all circumstances, but he said give thanks in all circumstances. Even though whatever you're going through might be something that you look at it and you think, you know, thank God it's not always like this, there is still something for which we can be thankful in any circumstance. If nothing else, and I don't mean that as a negative thing or as a downer, but if nothing else, in a positive way, no matter what we're going through, we can be thankful that God is with us, that God sees, God knows, and God cares. But if we're being honest, oftentimes there are even more things to be thankful for than quote-unquote just that, although that's a wonderful blessing, of course, God's presence. Do I really stop and think that there are good things to be grateful for in all circumstances? Tomorrow, again, if you're listening to this as it's released, tomorrow take some time to look at your circumstances, and maybe you're saying, thank God it's not always like this. But take some time to really think. There are things to be thankful for in all circumstances. You might be having a difficult day. You might even be having a wretched day. But there's something to be thankful for, because God is always good, even when our circumstances might not be. Thank you for listening to the Central Focus. Again, my name is Adam Fallon. I'm one of the ministers at Central. We would love to have you with us anytime we meet. We meet on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock for midweek Bible study. On Sundays, we meet for worship, 9:30 for Bible class, 10:30 in the morning, and 6 o'clock in the evening to worship God together. We meet at 2201 Washington Street in Paducah, and we would love to have you with us anytime you're in our area. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you get all of our sermons as well as these midweek devotional thoughts. And we'd love to have you with us listening all the time. But always, make sure your central focus is on Jesus.